This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:06. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And our first story this hour, KL folks who are unemployed are able now to turn to trading so that they can earn a living. And this will apply for Malaysians aged 18 and up who can now get a temporary business permit or apply for one to open a stall free of charge. So you'll need to apply on elesson.dbkl.gov.my, and the permit will be valid for 5 months. That's from 15th November to 15th April. April 2021. This follows the government's decision to designate all federal territories as free trade areas. That's KL, Putrajaya and Labuan. So permit holders can set up shop at any suitable location in these areas as long as it's been approved by DBKL. The initiative is supposed to facilitate people's ability to make some income since many have either closed their businesses or lost their jobs. And so far, it is getting positive feedback, or at least that's according to some vendors who spoke with the Malaysian Insight. And I think it is worth considering what these stalls might be used for. So while earlier when I was thinking about it, I assumed that it would take the form of regular hawker stalls, right? The kinds of things that we are used to seeing in our pasar malams, our pasar pagis, just all these various points. Instead, now with businesses trying to move away perhaps from going online or from having to have a hefty commission taken up by online platforms, it may serve as a space instead for pickup or for other things. So it might kind of be different from what we're expecting to see. But we did also want to know how you feel about this. So on the one hand, do you think that it will be a helpful way to help people earn money, to boost their income just that little bit more? Or might it also impact hygiene and cleanliness? Because if you assume that stalls can be opened in a variety of spaces, and if we look at some examples, I think anybody who lives in KL or who has walked around any tamans in KL will have seen examples of spaces that are normally used for these sort of setups. And then, generally speaking, they're not the cleanest. They're rarely cleaned up. They look incredibly messy. So I think that especially in a time where we're all very concerned with hygiene and with following SOPs, there are questions here. How do you feel about this? The ability to open up stalls for free at the moment? That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. You can also participate in a poll that we have running on Twitter where we're asking whether this is an effective way to help Malaysians who have been hard hit this year. And so far, 58% are saying, yes, this is a good opportunity. 27% are saying, no, I have concerns with hygiene or SOPs. And very low, actually, 13%, close to 14% are saying, no, you're better off selling online. Let us know your thoughts. After this, we are going to be speaking with Dato' M. Ali, who is the chairman of Save KL. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Boleh for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9. The business station.
It is 6:11 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We're talking now about the fact that Malaysians who are living within the federal territories, that's Kuala Lumpur, Putrajaya, Labuan, can now apply for a temporary business permit to open a stall free of charge in those areas as long as they have been approved by local authorities. Do you think that this is a good idea? Will this help people kind of supplement or earn more income? Or are there perhaps going to be issues with hygiene, SOPs? You can tell us by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at PFM Radio. In the meantime, we're crossing over at the moment to Dato' M. Ali, who's the chairman of Save KL. Thank you so much for joining us. What are your thoughts then on these free trade areas that have been announced?
Well, one has to look at it very objectively, whether it's suitable for all locations. You have to look at the selective locations from the health, hygiene and the traffic condition of the specific locations. You can't just take it across the board. So that has got to be focused and has got to be looked at it very objectively in short.
And do you see it then as a viable way to address the issues of unemployment that we're currently seeing?
Frankly, I personally don't think so. It's only a short gap measurement, probably just to appease the potential vendors, the hawkers. But this is going to bring about more complications, if you ask me, frankly. And therefore, they again have to go to look at where the locations are, who are the hawkers, whether they are really full-time, and are they really business entrepreneurs, or the so-called B40 or M40 people who really need to do things. And today, with the digital world, things have to be looked at it objectively.
How do you see this potentially impacting residents of KL?
I mean, if you are talking about the real issues, looking at the hygienic point of view, looking at the safety, security point of view, if it's done in the commercial areas of the city, that is the city proper, we are talking about Kuala Lumpur, and not the housing estates, as we believe that it's across the board. Again, it's a concern for such vendors to be in the city proper, not in the housing estate. In housing estates, we've already got enough issues. In most of the housing areas, there are already existing hawkers, existing facilities. Therefore, to again bring in more or open it up is going to create more chaos than good.
Yeah, and you referenced some existing areas, right? So where trading is already happening, I'm thinking about markets, things like that. What are some of the main challenges that we're seeing, especially in terms of logistics and hygiene?
This has been a very serious concern in terms of hygiene, traffic management, safety and security comes in. Take, for instance, if you take Bangsa or Bukit Damansara, for instance, we have already got enough issues, enough problems. Bangsa is infested with crows, rodents, as you might be aware or not, I'm not too sure. The place is full of crows. So this is, again, the question of the existing hawkers, vendors, how effectively they're keeping the place clean, how they finish up, or the existing F&B houses discharging the effluents into the public drains, attracting all these pests, has got to be addressed seriously.
And how might we be able to ensure that SOPs are followed?
Well, the MOH, the Health DG, keeps harping, stay home, avoid going out. By bringing hawkers, you are going to tempt the public to come out, and again, it's going to be again crowding, and the SOPs, in all likelihood, would not be observed as it should be. That's what we strongly feel. And two, having hawkers, I'm emphasizing on the housing estates, would not only compromise on the health hygienic conditions, but it would also tempt and attract potential snatch thefts, compromise on security and safety. So again, the appeal to the ministry and DDKL to look at it with emphasis and with focus, that they are kept to the city, if at all they want to encourage them, but not in the housing estates.
And are there certain spots that you're most worried about in terms of congestion?
The congestion, basically the little commercial areas which are meant to serve the local population have already been turned into major hawker centre or hawkers or crowding area or traffic. For an example is Lucky Garden, where the whole thing is in a total chaotic condition. So bringing further hawkers into the housing area is not an advisable decision, I think. Because again, as I said earlier, we are going to bring in more hawkers to already a congested area. One example is Telavi, the Bangsa Baru Telavi area. There are sufficient F&B outlets. And in Lucky Garden, there are enough commercial activities. Plus, you've got a wet market. Then in the Bangsa Baru area, you have the Pasar Malam on Sundays. So why do we need to bring in more hawkers or vendors into already a congested area, compromising hygiene, compromising safety and security? And then again, people will be penalized for not observing SOPs. So it's a real testing. It will be a very real testing ground.
And I guess the big question here is, what do you think the authorities will need to have in place to ensure that this can succeed?
I would suggest that the authorities should look at in the long-term solution. And the effective solution is to provide the hawkers, the potential hawkers who are serious in hawking business and who are genuine hawkers who deserve to be supported by renting out shop houses. The authorities, DBKL or FG Ministry, should rent out one or two adjoining shop houses and then put the roadside hawkers into the proper shop houses with food court centers or food court facility, giving them, providing them with proper running water, electricity, and with grease traps to ensure that what is being discharged, all the effluents are filtered and only the right thing gets into our drainage and ultimately ending up in our river system, which is the river of life. So by having hawkers and outlets without proper runoff water, running water, electricity, and especially grease traps, again, is going to pose problems back to the authorities as well, because all the effluents will be discharged into the runoff drains on the roadside. So this is where they should seriously look at taking up one or two shop houses, adjoining shop houses, give it to the hawkers free of charge, say for 6 to 12 months, for them to settle themselves and stabilize themselves before you start letting them some nominal rentals. So in that way, you will be supporting them well. At the same time, you'll be maintaining proper cleanliness, hygiene, and there will be no compromise, and safety and security will also be provided to the patrons.
So, and as more businesses are going digital, do you think that vendors will be able to adapt and reach out to customers online as well?
As it is, there are many hawkers, many homemakers already working from homes through digital means and online sales and even through delivery services. So why not encourage them in that way rather than bringing them out onto the streets, leading to more complications and compromises in the quality of life of everyone in terms of hygiene, in terms of safety, in terms of security, I wish to emphasize.
Dato' Ali, thank you so much for joining us this evening. That was Dato' M. Ali, Chairman of Save KL. And that was a discussion that really focused on the fact that in the federal territories, so the closest one to us is of course Kuala Lumpur, Malaysians aged 18 and up can now apply for a temporary business permit to open a stall free of charge. Those areas are going to be determined by the local authorities. And we wanted to know whether you think this is a good idea. Is it going to help people make more money? Is it going to help people supplement their income? Or might it be perhaps a little bit chaotic and kind of difficult to manage at a time where we're being told to stay home anyway? You can call us with your thoughts, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. So if we look at our Twitter poll, we've been asking whether you think this is effective. So far, 56%, and this has been leading from the beginning, have said yes, it's a good opportunity, while 32% are saying no, I have concerns with hygiene or SOPs, and 11%, this one's been dropping, are saying no, you can sell online. However, we do also have some responses with Rao saying, with cases going up, this idea is awesome when there's no pandemic. We need to think out of the box how we can help our new and small businesses. This idea needs some more work. What if people aren't traveling out? We shouldn't support an idea that has such a low success rate. Sheng Chui is saying, not going to help much with the CMCO, where is the demand? And similarly, Adnan Arifin is saying, what about staying at home and hygiene factors? On WhatsApp, though, we do have this point being raised by Intan Sabrina, who says, hawkers will still open up their stalls everywhere, whether you admit it or not. Registering them will make it easier for authorities to know what, where, and who is selling food. All food handlers must have licenses to operate and also have typhoid vaccines. And that's an interesting point. It's also one that was raised, I think, by the minister himself, the Federal Territories Minister, Anwar Musa, who did say that the fact that we are asking people to register means that we will be able to keep track. We are going to have this information on hand long term. So, Sabrina, you raise a good point. We do, however, have Chu, who's saying, what about existing business operators? They're also suffering with rent and other fixed overheads. We need first world forward thinking solutions and not going backwards with band-aid solutions. Meanwhile, Neil wants to know, who or what department in DBKL issues these permits and how will the permits be evaluated prior to being issued by them? So it's not super clear, I have to say. What they did say is it's going to be a temporary static hawker license. It's going to be free. It will be automatically approved throughout throughout the six-month period. So I'm not sure that the local authorities are necessarily going to be assessing why the stalls exist or what it would be for. Instead, they're just going to be looking at ensuring that the businesses don't result in complaints from the public, do not block people's housing areas, occupy parking lots, or cause litter. So there is that. That's what we know. But I don't, unfortunately, have an answer to your question, Neil. Kishan simply says, no, it won't. What standards are they adhering to? How are we going to remove them? So it's temporary for now. It's only going to last until April of next year. But what happens after that? You're right. I think we already see issues at the moment with people operating without licenses. So I don't know what's going to happen. Keep those thoughts coming, though. Again, that number to call is 77-332-900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Do you like the idea of Malaysians being able to open up stalls for free in federal territory, so Kuala Lumpur, at least here? You can let us know. So far, a very mixed bag of reactions. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.